Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. You know, I'm talking about NATO, how it was created, why it was created. And you really, as an American, need to hear this. You need to know about it. And as we talk about expanding the footprint of this nation in Ukraine and continuing to put the resources of this nation and expect the citizens of this nation to suffer. And, you know, during the what's coming, the inflation issues, the fact that we're going to be headed into a global recession. And during that time, this nation is going to be asking you and I to sacrifice in order to help the people in Ukraine. You got to ask the question, because Ukraine is asking for more and more and more at a time when the American people are going to be hurting. Excuse me, more and more and more. Listen to this. Supporters of NATO eastward expansion wanted the United States empire to encompass a large chunk of the former Soviet empire in the belief that sooner or later, post-communist Russia would seek to revive its long imperial tradition. It was therefore necessary to preempt this inevitable development by securing U.S. control of as much of the former Soviet empire as possible. Since Putin's regime has indeed engaged in predatory behavior since 2008 in what has traditionally been regarded by Russia as its imperial near abroad intervention in Georgia in 2008 and an annexation of Crimea and intervention in Donbass in 2014, attempted invasion for regime change in Ukraine in 2022, and ongoing efforts to occupy the whole of Donbass and adjacent areas, one would be tempted to believe that those who advocated NATO's enlargement have been proven right. So at the root of what is happening is the fact that NATO, supported by the United Nations, don't ever think that what is happening in NATO is at the root of it is all of these nations, and that all of these nations are pushing to make sure that Russia doesn't reconstitute itself as the Soviet Union again. And what you can clearly see now is that Vladimir Putin has been on the march to take back some of the landmass and the countries that they lost when the USSR lost power. All during those times, most of us, average citizens, haven't been focused on that. We haven't been paying any attention to what's been going on there. But clearly, those in power, those in the military, those foreign policy wonks for our government has been doing everything within their power to stop the advancement of the Soviet Union, Russia, into reclaiming some of those land masses that they once had. Now, I live in America, you know. We live in America. Why is that our issue? That whether or not Russia can reconstitute some of the nations that were once theirs. I'm not saying that Russia is right in doing what they're doing, but why is that our issue? Why should the United States government be engaged and involved in that economically, militarily? And if you know the backstory of that, and now many of you do, there's no way we're going to get out of this. We've been involved and engaged in it behind the scenes now ever since 2002. This has been going on. And now it's come to the light. And now you're hearing more and more about, well, Russia's moving and they're starting to take control over this and they're taking control over that. And we've got to do more. What are they talking about? We shouldn't have been there in the first place. Once again, our nation is engaged and involved in something and has helped create this environment. I know that's hard for you to swallow. Go to the article in Newsweek this morning. That's by Gilbert Ecker, NATO from bad to worse. Listen, we've got to start focusing on these types of stories, these types of things, because we are headed towards a serious, serious war that we may not be able to get out of. I mean, the more you look at this, the more you realize what's been taking place and why. You start asking the questions. Our involvement there. Well, you know, we're there for humanitarian reasons, and you know, we've got to always do the right thing. Well, there are many other places, if it's humanitarian at the root of it, that we should be in, and we're not. I am really frightened, to be quite honest with you, with where this thing is headed. And again, at a time where, you know, you really got to ask whether or not this is in the best interest of our country. The 1997 summit officially invited Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic to join the alliance. The three Eastern European countries' ascension was completed 2 years later at the Washington summit that celebrated NATO's 50th anniversary. It happened at the time when the alliance was bombing Yugoslavia in the contravention of international law in the first post-1990 U.S.-led war not authorized by the United Nations Security Council. Along with the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003 that circumvented yet again the UNSC and NATO's subsequent enlargement in 2004 to even more East European countries, including the three Baltic states, which were formerly part of the USSR, this sequence of events was decisive in creating the animosity between Russia and the West that was a prelude to the invasion of Ukraine. You want to know why? Shouldn't we want to know why? Before those of you who say we need to be spending, you know, billions and trillions of dollars there, shouldn't you want to ask the question why? Shouldn't you want to ask the question why at a time that this recession that is a runaway train that's coming to this nation because it's already in other parts of the world? I know what happens during recessions. I know the outcome of those because I've, you know, suffered. Because I worked in industry when I was a young man. And I would see things going really well. We'd be doing really well, the company and the nation, and all of a sudden, the wheels would be pulled off and under the economy. And I would want be asking questions why. Let's bring CJ on. What's going on, CJ?
Hey, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I have to remind you, 2016, Obama drew a red line with Syria, watched them use chemical weapons, and did nothing about it. And that's when Putin moved into Crimea.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Maybe you didn't hear. along with the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003, circumvention yet again, the UNSC and NATO's subsequent enlargement in 2004. These things had nothing to do with Barack Obama. He was not even around during those times. He was not even around during those times. You know, the bottom line is, CJ, what I'm saying to you and others is, do a little research, do a little reading on why NATO was formed and why NATO is where it is and why it's expanded and why the United States continues to support the expansion of NATO in the backyard of Russia.
And thank you, Donald Trump, for getting countries in NATO to pay their fair share, 2% of their growth.
This has nothing to do with that. I'm asking you to understand. I'm trying to get you to understand why there's a NATO in the first place. Do you know that?
Well, I'm trying to get you to understand why we're in Ukraine because of our president's failure Afghanistan.
Hey, CJ.
It's fact, Earl.
CJ. You just missed everything. Why don't you, you know, do a little reading?
Did Putin research. Move in Ukraine when Trump was president.
Putin moved in Ukraine. So he moved in Crimea first.
That's
he's been
yes
moving.
Or no answer.
He's been. How are you going to give me a yes or no answer on my show, man? You know what I mean?
How arrogant
a person must you be to talk to a host, talk to a host of a radio show who has control over whether you're cut off or not, that you're going to give me a yes or no answer? Man.
Well, factually, no.
No.
Putin did not move while Trump was president.
Let me say this to you, man.
Afghanistan fall apart.
This is bigger.
This is bigger.
This conversation is bigger than what your mind can handle. So,
it is.
It really is because you can't even see the depth of what's happened here and what's happening. You're still stuck in some foolishness about, Joe Biden pulled some people out of out of Afghanistan. It has nothing to do with this conversation. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back.